I mean, they have 20,000 people or more to support them. I think they saved 9 players in the last game. I think they will start high tempo. They try to win the tie in their home game. They try to put pressure on us. We analyze that, how they do that, and we are prepared to cope with that. And but we will see on the night, are we successful, which team will be successful with their game plan.
You said that they were, in the past, that they were the best team that's been to Highbury this season so far.
At the time, it was an emotional game. I think in the evening when I saw the game, I reflected on the game. Like we all felt, they were very good in the first half. And the second half, we took slowly over and won the game. Watching the game 2 months later, ice cold. Wasn't the case. They had put pressure on us, created one chance and scored a goal in the first half. Apart from that, we was solid. And the second half, we went on the top and deserved to win the game.
And then the away clash, you felt you were hard done by, did
you? Away clash, they won 2-1. Again, a tight game, both games very tight. We did well, we played a 4-4-2. We gave an absolute silly penalty away in that period of our games. We gave a lot of penalties away in that period of the season, and that was one of those, and cost us the game. In general, I felt it was, again, like the home game, periods in the game was, for either side, very tight, and they won the game. So when I tell you that, how I see it now, both games, they will also tell you going into tomorrow's game will be a very tight affair. It's not much in between the two teams. It's just about how both teams dealing with the occasion.